Now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Brian Hoffy and Fastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. You can always leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, if this is your first time hearing my show, my name is Ryan Hoppy, and I say it like it is, and I'm not trying to sound corny by saying that. It's just the truth. Most millennials my age play it safe, and they play it corporate, and they don't want to be outspoken. Here on Hoppy Hour, I will never hold back, including my utter disgust for Kamala Harris. I don't even want to say her name correctly, and I don't like Trump either. The show is off to an exciting start, but I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I dedicate this next song to Kamala Harris.
I was getting some head.
Can we please not like pretend that she's a good candidate? She was just picked because Joe Biden, when he ran 4 years ago, he needed a woman, and it was a DEI hire. He needed it to make himself look good to win the election. She has no credibility. But she is a career side chick. I guess that's kind of describing America, since everybody sleeps around and is not loyal, that you're going to have a career side chick as a presidential candidate. Now you're going to say, well, Bill Clinton slept around in that, but Kamala Harris is past, man. Ruining relationships. Like, there's a difference between sleeping around and being promiscuous and being a side chick. And Kamala Harris is that side chick that will ruin a relationship. Willie Brown, everybody else she slept with to get to the top. And that's just a fact. And most people don't want to say it. And they're like, I'm with her. Da, da, da. If you don't like Trump, that's fine. I don't like him either. I'm not voting. But I'm not going to pretend that she's a good candidate. But she is good at one thing. What is it? I remember in sixth grade, I used to listen to this song. I had no idea what it meant. It's like, yeah, I was getting some head. Getting some head. Walking down the hallway and everyone's like, you are definitely not getting head. For people that are listening for the first time ever, I lost my virginity at age 21 to a 53-year-old Rover's Morning Glory listener in Chicago. The one listener. All right, enough of that song. It's so crazy to think about how sexual millennials are. You're exposed to that music in like sixth grade. Yeah, like that song Gimme Dad by Webby. Girl, gimme dad. Girl, gimme dad. You're like, what is he giving him? The most uncomfortable thing to think about growing up is that in the car growing up, What's Your Fantasy was on the radio, Candy Shop. My mom made me turn off Lollipop. La 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 la, like the rapper, whenever we were driving around. I'm like, Mom, what's so bad about him eating a lollipop? What's so bad about her doing that? Why is it so bad to go to the candy shop? Man, my fifth grade brain when Candy Shop came out. Yeah. Going back to Kamala Harris, I mean, literally, America is screwed. I'm in the middle. I believe in gay and everybody has rights. If you're gay, you're transgender. I almost said hetero rights, but heteros always have rights. But you know what I'm saying. I'm about equal rights for anything sexual, unless it involves kids or animals. Or if you want to identify as a giraffe, go right ahead. I don't care. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, but I also like the way the right does taxes. And whenever somebody who's a Republican is in office, prices are down. I kind of like that factor, but I don't like how they base everything off of the fictional Bible. So I'm truly in the middle. And I'm not going to sit here and go, you know what? I'm going to pretend to you that, you know, that is a good candidate. I don't know. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. So I'm recording at this kind of a bar, and I'm a little outspoken, and I just realized that this girl walked in and probably didn't like what I said. So we're going to move on. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. All right. This right here is an utterly fascinating headline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that I love me some older women. I love an older woman because, I don't know, there's something really sexy about it. I lost my virginity to him, and I'm really into it. And what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is I can't sing. I'm not a performer. I'm not really into, you know, boy bands. But my goodness, the one thing me and Nick Jonas have in common, the thing we have in common is that we both like older women. And Priyanka and him just celebrated their 6-year engagement anniversary. Now, when I saw that, I thought they were engaged for 6 years. I didn't know they were just celebrating the date of the engagement. But what I found was so fascinating about that was the fact that why would you even celebrate the engagement? Just celebrate the marriage. That is one lucky dude.
Mm-hmm.
That is one dude that you go, man, you are living the life, Nick Jonas. I've always had an appreciation for him. His song Break is a good song. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Here we go.
Nick Jonas is still burning up for wife Priyanka Chopra Jonas after all these years. The singer takes to his Instagram July 19th to share a sweet tribute to his wife on their 6-year engagement.
He doesn't seem like someone who would cheat either. You look at Nick Jonas and you go, that's a good guy.
An anniversary. Posting a never-before-seen photo of himself smiling while holding up Priyanka's hand to the camera to show off her stunning custom Tiffany & Co. cushion-cut diamond engagement ring.
It sounds very expensive. There's no part of that that's like, oh yeah, you can get that at a local diamond shop.
31-year-old captions the pic. I asked the most amazing woman in the world to marry me 6 years ago today. Thank you for saying yes. The Citadel actress reshares the post to her IG stories writing, cannot believe it's been 6 years since this day.
Really is weird that 2018 was 6 years ago. Also, I was going through a recent little existential crisis whenever there's like the announcement of, oh, this happened 7 years ago. Like every year in 2016 when the Chicago media is like, it's been 8 years since the Cubs won the World Series. And you're like, oh my God, that makes me feel kind of old. I cannot believe that Chester Bennington from Linkin Park died 7 years ago. I was working on the Jeff Adams radio show out of Lakeland, Florida. A good guy. He was just on Florida Man Radio before they went out of business in Orlando. And the news broke and I couldn't believe it. I remember the whole ride home. I was with my ex and we were listening to In the End over and over again by Linkin Park, and that's something I do with my ADHD, is I play songs over and over again. It's one of the best parts about being single, is that when you drive around, you don't have somebody else in the car where you're just playing something over and over again. It drives them nuts. All right, you hear this music? Do you notice how I just got a little more quieter and a little more well-behaved and a little more, this really pretty girl who goes to the chill room doesn't, I don't think she likes me. And I was just kind of making fun of Kamala, and she like peeked in the smoke shop and glared at me. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to play it easy today. No reason to talk about Kamala for 20 minutes. I just had to give her that little shout out. You know she doesn't use teeth.
Mm-hmm.
She knows exactly how to get to the top. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This is being brought to you by Fortify.com, FortiFeye.com. When I tell you that that's the best pre and post workout in the game, I'm a man of my words. Go there at FortiFeye.com and use keyword Ryan20, RYAN20, to save 20%. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour. I don't care if you're listening on your phone or on the radio. As long as you're listening, that's all that matters. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Yeah.
Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Mm-hmm. Now, on this show, if this is your first time listening, I have to say this before every time I play a song, because in radio, you have to assume that the person's listening for the first time. So, here's the deal. I play music on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I play unlicensed throwbacks that don't have like an attachment. So like on YouTube, if a song is licensed and copyrighted, it'll take you to like the link of like the Apple Music account or whatever. These songs that I pick are mixtapes that were pretty much on MySpace 18 years ago that I heard when I used to tape the B96 After Party in Chicago, which is all on my YouTube at Ryan Happy Radio. The best radio mixtape of all time was the B96 After Party. And I found the tapes about 20 years ago. About 2 years ago, I found all my old tapes that I used to have in 06 through 08, and I converted them online. And then also what I did was I Shazammed all these songs. So all these songs, these videos, just graduated high school. This video right here is from 2006. There is a YouTube video that is 18 years old. If that's not giving you a crisis, I don't know what is. But like I say, if you don't feel like listening, you can skip forward 4 minutes. But this is Herda with Vi, this rapper from Chicago that never really made it out of Chicago, but he's great. Here's Herda with Vi and GLC on Happy Hour. You hear that cold winter sound effect in Chicago? It's cold there.
Y'all not tuned, something beautiful right here.
Yeah.
Something epic.
Big 75, this official.
Matthias,
let's make it.
Look, I'm being a nice guy. I leave that to them dudes that shoot hoops. I'd rather roll through in a new coupe with chicks that get 200 to do shoots. Rolling a shooby dooby while we listen to smooth grooves. Dude, I tried to told you I'm hot like magma and keep a mirror. I'm stashed up in the Dodge Magnum near the stash of the Magnums. Never know which one I'ma use. Right there, I got a couple people confused. Cause Vi never lose. Cause Vi never snooze. Pop shit, then I pop shit to knock you out of your shoes. I shut down crews and rock tailor-made suits and Louis shoes. It's hard to do what I do. Stunning like Evel Knievel. Keep a watch face see-through. I do this for my people. Selling through they screen though. My mom said I was a walking felony. Cause I kept 16s in the closet like Kelly. Shop with the sellers. My dogs ain't barking at them. Chickens ain't clucking at them. Pigs ain't searching at them. Birds ain't chirping. I'ma hurt them up. Mother, hurt them up. Disgruntled MC and I teach you dudes about tussling with me. Truth is I hate these marks. I should pull this jammy and spark and leave these rappers handicap park. And when you see your boy out, bow down and kiss the ring. With a crew about myself, I ain't worried about a thing. This is Shy City, man. Where the f*** you from? And your chick can't go if she ain't gobbling. My partner Supreme told me flows hard on these monkeys. I hit pro gyms and told them make my wrist chunky. Chain hung like donkey. And for them dudes who want it, nickname beautiful, keep them breasts on me. Homie, I'm funky like woo. Leg shots to let you know that I'm serious. When them blocks get hot, I'm in the streets bare chested. I got money invested. My dogs ain't barking at them, chickens ain't clucking at them, pigs ain't searching at them, birds ain't chirping. I'ma hurt them up, mother, hurt them up, hurt them up, hurt them up.
This ain't the young and restless. You could say the drama life support, boy. Put your life on pause like a comma. When you cutting corners and you stacking money, it's like intern comedians, man, they get to acting funny. I know the MCs, the real MCs. Came on same boo, man, them s was shopping with me. Get a pumpkin head in front of your little daughter. You a broke pop machine, get you out of order. I'ma come and get you. Don't make me hit you for shells like a snail or an armadillo. Watch the blue lights with the blue films. Slice it, slice it, slice it.
make him look like he got gills. This ain't artificial, man, this shit real. Throw him in Lake Michigan and hope the nigga can swim. And if he can't, I guess he won't live. Giving names, get your change, he ain't hate a bill.
Ain't walking
out of the chicken,
fucking out of the beans. Ain't searching out them
blues, ain't tripping out of
the
This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom around. Mitra-9.com. MITRA-9.com. Are you looking for a way to get sober? Are you looking for a way to get a little turned up? When you go to MITRA-9.com, Mitra 9, and at checkout, you use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E. No, it's not H-O-P-P-Y. Some people spell it that way. No, it's H-O-P-P-E to save 20%. For all the info, mitra-9.com. Use keyword Hoppy. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour and get this party going.
Now for something completely different.
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour.
Did you know that Ryan Hoppy got a vasectomy? Well, now you know, and we aren't even sure why we told you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856 494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Contact me. Go to radioinsight.com. There was an article today about our new syndication deal on podcast radio. This is going to be big, folks. And I'm a 6'9" guy, so I do big things. This next headline is so creepy because I don't even know how to break it down.
Have you ever eaten any human flesh?
No. Not a question I'd ever thought I'd have to answer, by the way.
Army Hammer breaks down while addressing cannibalism allegations. I never heard of this actor before. But where there's smoke, there's fire. And that's the dead bodies you're eating. I'm kidding. That was a dark joke.
But no, never. You know what you have to do to be a cannibal? You have to have actually eaten someone.
Disgrace actor Armie Hammer on camera denying his own claims of cannibalism 3 years after allegations of rape and torture took down his career.
I am 100% a cannibal. I want to eat you. That was something he sent on Instagram. Lovely. That's a guy you want to bring home to Thanksgiving dinner. Don't eat any of the food he brings.
Here. You said it.
Sure.
I'm 100% a cannibal.
It's almost like I want to eat you. But I don't think that's any different than when someone looks at a baby and goes, oh my God, look at those cute little fat legs. I just want to eat you up.
Who says that? A weirdo. Can you imagine if me, Ryan Hoppy, 6'9" goofball. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if I go up to a kid and I said this? Just think about it. All the people that have to bring their kids to kava bars for some reason. Can you imagine if I just went up to a kid and did this?
That's any different than when someone looks at a baby and goes, oh my God, look at those cute little fat legs. I just want to eat you up.
That is, by all means, quite disturbing. I mean, imagine if me, Ryan Hoppy, imagine if I go up to a kid and I were to say those things, I'd be kicked out the bar. I'm a proud member of I Got a Vasectomy. So I would never say something like that to a kid. But this Armie Hammer guy, man, gives me the creeps. I don't look at him and go, oh yeah, there's a little bit of innocence there. Whatever the hell he's been accused of is 100% true. I love playing that music. It's from the movie Psycho.
And torture took down his career.
You said it.
Sure.
I'm 100% a cannibal.
It's almost like I want to eat you. But I don't think that's any different than when someone looks at a baby and goes, oh my God, look at those cute little fat legs. I just want to eat you up. Completely tying you up and incapacitating you and then being able to do whatever I wanted.
Yeah, it sounds a little disturbing.
Army has always denied the allegations of sexual assault and violence.
I love whenever they say these celebrities deny the allegations. Is there going to be a time where one of them goes, yeah, I did it. I did it.
On Piers Morgan Uncensored, he was also confronted with the claim of branding ex-lover Paige Lorenz with a knife.
I think he used BDSM as like a smokescreen.
Did you brand it?
I wouldn't say brand. No, I would basically take a little tiny point and just kind of trace the letter A.
What do you mean this point? What do you mean?
Just like,
man, some of these actors are so disturbing.
The tip of a small knife. I mean, there wasn't even blood in the situation.
Army.
I love how he's saying there wasn't blood in the situation. Like, that's still weird as hell, bro. If you're having to over-explain all your kinks, you're kind of a weirdo.
In the situation.
Army Hammer violently raped me for over 4 hours.
Listen, like, this doesn't seem like a joke.
Los Angeles.
You know, like, usually a lot of times when there's allegations, you don't see, like, a person publicly talking about it. Or a lot of times they'll be like Jane Doe. This is Effie Angelava. I'm so proud of her. I'm being dead serious to come out and literally speak out on what happened.
For over 4 hours in Los Angeles.
Was she telling the truth, do you think?
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, you can burn in hell. Anybody who takes advantage of a woman is a creep.
She said to me, I want you to follow me home. Then I want you to break into my house. And I
listen, I know some girls are into kinks or whatever, but I've never had a girl in any type of role play. Of all the dates I've been on, all my hookups, that sounds so cool. I've never been like, oh yeah, I want to follow you. And I'm going to hurt you. Call me traditional. I love sex. I love getting laid. I love being around girls. I'm going to kill you. No, I actually try to be a nice guy and it gets me laid.
I want this to feel like a real scenario. It's consensual non-consent.
Mm. Army has never been charged with any crime stemming.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to charge anybody who's rich and famous. They get away with everything.
From these allegations, but says the aftermath left him on the brink of suicide.
All right, listen. I was suicidal in November.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to drown myself at my apartment. I was unemployed, and I'm being very real, and my mom talked me down. It would have taken a lot to drown me because I'm 6'9", but I had my head under the water. Then I realized I don't want to die, so I'm very, 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 I mean, I'm very cautious about talking about suicide. But a lot of times when these celebrities get in trouble or you have a criminal, they're narcissists, so they make it about them, and they go, oh, I was suicidal afterwards. You took advantage of women without their consent, and you're also a creep and not that good of an actor. I'm not saying you weren't suicidal. I'd be suicidal too if I were you, and I have literally no one that's going to want to work with you. But the thing is, that's just a cop-out to try to have us feel bad for you.
I've decided that it would probably be better if I wasn't here.
Yeah, true. Sad part is I don't want anybody to kill themselves, but it's not false. What have you contributed to this planet? Who's ever gone, oh my God, I love the body of work of Army Hammer.
And I just swam out into the ocean a long way. But then as I was out there in the ocean, I thought about my kids. I was desperate.
Oh God, it's a movie, Idiocracy Come to Life. This douchebag has kids.
Wasn't thinking clearly.
And despite the Hammer family's oil fortune being worth an estimated $1.6 billion, Army is now estimated to be worth between $10,000 and $100,000.
I honestly wonder how he's going to get by. I believe he's living overseas, so maybe he has some deal on a place. But like, I wouldn't work with him. If I owned a bar and I'm serving cava or something, I'm thinking about something I want to do someday, I wouldn't hire you. You're a creep.
There were reports that you were cut off from any inheritance from the family oil fortune. Is that true?
Yeah, I haven't received any inheritance or...
I wouldn't pay you either. So you can go out and explore and be a creep in Thailand. Yeah, imagine if they gave him $500,000. What are they going to do? Be responsible with it? The guy's a psychopath.
Anything. There was a world in which my life could have looked very differently.
Yeah, if you didn't have cannibal claims and weren't raping women, you might be a little more successful. I honestly have no time for rapists. I think they're absolute scum. I got to be cautious. I've dated people who have been raped, and you are never the same person. And you go through PTSD and trauma, and it's very sad. And then you have him going, I didn't do it. Of course you did. Those tears, you can tell when a girl's fake crying, like Kyle Rittenhouse and Corey when he shot those dudes. And he's like, and he had those fake tears. No, 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 no. The girl that they just showed, she was weeping. He raped her for 4 hours. You can totally tell. I don't know. Hope he burns in hell, honestly. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We're about to take a break. Mm-hmm. Here's how this works. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. For all the info on my award-winning show, Hey, That Rhymes, go to RyanHoppyRadio.com. Are you guys ready for a commercial break? I think I am. All right. Coming up next, we have a lot to get into, but like I say, I record this for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. We have listeners in Savannah, North Carolina, Fort Myers, Tampa Bay, Detroit, London, Manchester, Chicago, Cleveland, Tampa Bay. Wherever you are, reach me, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this. Do not touch that radio dial or that smart device, however the hell you're listening to Hoppy Hour. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Hey, my mic was off. Now, if you are listening and you don't feel like listening to the song, you can skip forward 3 minutes and 42 seconds. But this song I created in 2013. I produced this beat with Shad the Poet and Pharrell Kelly. I'm still in touch with Shadrack. He was one of my best friends growing up. And Pharrell Kelly, I don't know where the hell he is. And we used to record rap songs at the library and smoke a little doobies before. And come into the library reeking and pissing off the boomers. Here's a song we made in that studio 11 years ago this month. Here is Man Down. Let me see what date. This was August 28th, 2013 it came out. Here's Man Down with Pharrell Kelly and Shad the Poet.
Yeah. Niggas don't know how hard it fucking took. How hard it fucking took me to get here. Even to fucking record this song, it's like shit was going against me. You think I give a fuck about none of that shit? Hell no, man. What you? Girl.
Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, 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 them shots fire. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down.
Man down.
That's a man down.
Yeah,
man,
yeah, yeah.
That's a man down.
Yeah.
Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, 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 them shots fire. Run up on a nigga, then he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, 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 that's a man down.
They call me Swizzy, nigga, cause that's my nickname. I mark this rap game and call that shit Sting. These lames ain't shit, nigga, although they shit lame. I'm saying fuck these hoes, and then your bitch came. But I might get her name, I know she'll let me. And we can kick it, girl, and call that Jet Li. I'll beat that pussy up That's what's my bet, G. And now I gave her another reason to say nobody hit it like this. Ill type of shows, ill type of clothes, ill type of ass ring, ill type of hoes. Tell all my haters go on, maybe speaking. If they ain't learned my ill type of flows, ill type of grind. Money on my mind, you can find me in the lab working like overtime. Nobody ever hit the track like me. Shed on the beat and you know that's heat, nigga. Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fat. Them shots fat. Yeah, them shots fat. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down. Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fat. Them shots fat. Yeah, them shots fat. Run up on a nigga and he drop.
Yeah.
That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down.
Funny how friendship often turn to hatred. When they see you doing bad, they won't help you make it. I don't leave my life to chance, I go out and take it. That's why I gotta make it. That's why I gotta make it. All my haters get no recognition. I remember when niggas ain't had no pot to piss in. My opposition is usually fucking optimistic, but that can help them when hollow tips leaving bodies missing.
Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fat. Them shots fat. Yeah, them shots fat. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down. Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fat. Them shots fat. Yeah, them shots fat. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down.
Live life good, baby.
Hell yeah.
Fuck all your haters, eh?
I have a ton.
All my haters. I'm screaming, fuck all mine.
I agree with that statement.
Shad, we gotta shine, you feel?
Yeah, we do.
Hey.
That's real, nigga.
No comment.
And that's how you kill it.
That's how you do it.
If you didn't know.
You want to hear the best part?
Nigga. Bitch!
STP, nigga.
This next part of the song I dedicate to Kamala Harris.
Remember that fucking
suck
name.
A dick. Bitch.
It's never going to get old. People don't want to hear it, but it's true. I made this beat with AI. Yeah. I only use AI to make music because I feel like I'm cheating, but I have to, because what the hell happens is if I use music from YouTube, it might be copyrighted, but this is original. This following segment has been brought to you by DZBZ Honey. At DZBZHoney.com, the best Delta-8 CBD honey around. At checkout, use keyword HOPPY to save 20%. HOPPE, DZBZ Honey. We'll be right back.
Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Now for something completely different.
Syndicated across the world and heard exclusively on every podcasting platform by searching Hoppy Radio. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. We're having a party. Right now I'm recording in Pinellas Park, Florida. At the Chill Room at Pinellas Park. Run by my guy, Frank the Cavo G. Oh, okay. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Brittany Griner reveals why she wants her newborn son to call her pops, not mom. Honestly, it's one of those things where if Brittany Griner like kind of wants to identify sort of as a guy, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, life's too short. Like, if you're honestly mad that Brittany Griner wants her kid to call her pops, I mean, she is like one of the most dominant female basketball players of all time. I would say pops. It's probably a good way to describe her. You know, when they're hooking up, her and her wife. That's a real circus. Thinking about it, it's a little complex. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Also here, this next headline to me is the most Gen Z parent thing of all time.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
No! Hoppy Hot Topic!
It's been a while. It's time for an AMA.
Gwyneth Paltrow is getting candid about what worries her the most when it comes to her kids.
That they're spoiled rotten.
On July 19th, the Goop founder participates in a Q&A with her followers where she shares insight into life with her kids, Apple and Moses.
It's so weird. I remember when they were born.
She shares with ex Chris Martin what makes her the most nervous.
I think my kids both really know themselves very well.
Yeah, you have a very expressive mom. I would expect that.
That's a trait about them that I both love and admire. I guess one I worry about for both of them is anxiety. This is, as we know, the anxious generation.
Yeah, life kind of sucks.
So that's probably what I worry about.
And in March earlier this year, Gwyneth opened up more to the Sunday Times about how it feels that Moses is heading off to college.
Time flies is going to be our answer.
Telling the outlet, in the fall, Brad and I have boys that will be going off to university. It'll be interesting to see how the morning routine changes with no kids in the house.
It's really weird. You look at her and she's pretentious and annoying as hell, but she's also a human being, and every parent has that moment where their kids move out of the house. I'm never going to have that moment because I had a vasectomy, and I just love saying it every time I talk about kids. But literally, it seems like a lot of parents go through major depression and midlife crises and freak out when their kids move out, and you know that that's going to drive Gwyneth nuts. She'll start thinking about her mortality.
And in regards to becoming an empty nester, she says, on the one hand, incredible sadness, a deep sense of impending grief. On the other hand, this is exactly what should be happening.
Yeah, you know, she's going to start making a lot of videos, and she'll probably come out with a new version of Goop. She's going to be really out of her mind. She's going to be losing it. She's not going to know what the hell to do.
She continued, your kids are supposed to be, you know, young adults who can achieve and cope and make connections and be resilient. That's exactly what you want. And that means they leave the house. But becoming an empty nester may not be the only change for Gwyneth in the near future.
She's buying a new sex toy.
In October of 2023, she shared with Bustle that she plans to sell her wellness empire, Goop, in a few years. And then
yeah, that's a good idea. Get rid of that Goop.
Retire from the spotlight. However,
yeah, that's not happening. Do you really think a narcissist like her is just going to go away? Oh, we're never going to hear from you again. She'll disappear for 2 weeks and be like, I'm back. Narcissists like her, because if you just retire and never heard from again, you're pretty much dead. You know, some people do it, like the guy from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He disappeared off the face of the earth. He also doesn't have an ego, and he was taking care of his kids. Gwyneth Paltrow, she has an ego.
She has, quote, no idea who may buy her company, saying, we're not ready to sell yet. I need a few more years.
All right, let me light this up. Paltrow. Her net worth is $200 million. All of that, and you're going to die someday. Also, let's see what age she is. She's 51. Damn. As you guys know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I love me older women. Oh, they're the best. She looks like she'd be such a cougar. I wonder who would be fun. Her or Kelly Ripa. They too seem like they'd like to experiment and have a good time. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Oh, here comes all the feministic celebrities rooting for Kamala Harris.
Charlie XCX is showing support to Kamala Harris.
Yeah, no wonder she would come out and say that she's supporting Kamala. Who has talked about Charlie XCX since 2014? She had a few songs that weren't even that big in America, more like Down Under.
Shortly after
which would make sense if someone who's a fan of Kamala would like things Down Under.
President Biden endorsed Vice President Harris after announcing that he was ending his re-election campaign on Sunday. Celebrity endorsements began flooding in for her, including from British pop star Charlie XCX, who wrote on X, Kamala is brat.
Yeah. Is that supposed to be cool? We know Kamala's brat. She ruins marriages.
Harris's campaign quickly embraced the post, changing their X banner to match the logo and color of the singer's latest album, Brat. The endorsement comes as social media users have produced viral memes using songs from artists like Charlie and Kesha as they mash it up with clips of the vice president.
Yeah. I saw a clip of Judge Joe Brown who leans to the right very hard, and he was saying that I have to be careful how I talk about Kamala in 2024 because it's not 2004 and you really can't just talk about girls sleeping around all the time. But he said that she was a regular. This is how I'm going to word it. I'm really trying to figure out how to not be too dirty. Kamala Harris, let's just say she had a VIP membership to the frat house. You know when you're like dating a girl and you know that she slept with a lot of guys in the past and then they start to tell you all the stories and then you're like, the worst is when you hook up with a girl and maybe you don't see her for 3 years and then she's like better in bed and you're like, how many guys have you experimented with?
Mm-hmm.
You know Kamala Harris's cuck husband. He gives me Bubba the Love Sponge vibes.
Mm-hmm.
You know that he probably is whipped in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way in hell that man ain't whipped. When you have Kamala Harris as a wife? Ugh, God. Although she did look good in the 2000s as Montel Williams' side chick.
Mm-hmm.
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I record this show for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you're in America or if you're in the UK. As long as you're listening to my show, that's all that matters. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this. Hang on.
Hour.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Alrighty, here is LEP Bogus Boys with Chicago. If you don't feel like listening, skip forward 3 minutes and 55 seconds. But this is one of the greatest rap songs of all time.
What you know about the middle of the map? Gangsters in them all black, white socks, fitted caps. Posted on the block, 30 shot clip hanging. This ain't a rap trend, shot town, bin bang. Shootouts every night, they complaining that they can't sleep. It's a church and a liquor store all on the same street. Rain, sleet, snow, man. I'ma hustle cocaine. All sales final, I'm a product of this dope game. Shotters got no aim, bullets got no name. Cluckers dancing in a line like they on Soul Train. We don't care about blue lights, come take a picture. Still tipping, that's the day of us.
Chicago, yeah, nigga, this the city of the win. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga, Stay hustling in the snow. Niggas even hustle in the snow. You see them blue lights in the air. Cameras everywhere. We don't give a fuck. We still tipping. Chicago nigga. Where they hustle in the snow. Niggas even hustle in the snow. Chicago nigga.
These cops crooked in Chicago. Daily took them out them Crown Vicks and bought them Tahoes. In traffic, I don't panic when I see them police lights. I got them pigs in my pockets like Jody Weiss. Hustling that white snow, temperature is ice cold. My workers serving with them cameras on a light pole. Gangsta disciples, Blackstones, BDs. The biggest street gang is the CPD. The sleeves on my triple goose smell like gunpowder. Hawk blowing like a car horn, stuffing Russia. Yeah, the Swiss cheese is driver's side door. This how it is, this how we live in Chicago.
Chicago, nigga, this the city of the wind. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga, stay hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. You see them blue lights in the air. Cameras everywhere. We don't give a fuck, we still tipping. Chicago, nigga. Where they hustle in the snow. Niggas even hustle in the snow. Chicago, nigga.
Players in a home to all the gangsters. Where you better pick a side if you plan to make it. And when you ride through the shag, keep that head straightened. Before they find you tied up in that pitch black basement. Cameras on the pole, flicking pitches, niggas still pitching. Got the block, jalapeno hot, but it's still tipping. Slickers sipping on me, trying to plan a itchy on me. Cause they ran my government, name and got the history on me. You know we gang bang in Chicago. Even though the structure done changed in Chicago. That wind blowing in Chicago. And when I'm out of town, I let them know I'm from Chicago.
Chicago, nigga, this the city of the wind. Niggas on the corner trying to win. Chicago, nigga, stay hustling the snow. Niggas even hustling the snow. You see them blue lights in the air. Cameras everywhere. We don't give a fuck, we still tipping. Chicago, nigga. Where they hustle in the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas even hustle in the snow. Chicago, nigga.
This following segment been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at Amir Academy. We're going to come back on Happy Hour and continue this party after this.
Happy Hour.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
Now for something completely different.
Oh yeah. Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Hey, over here, walking into the chill room of Pinellas Park is Barry Lively of Barry Lively Photography. The man, the myth, the legend. You can always tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I saw this headline here, and I found this utterly fascinating.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
JoJo Siwa, that brat.
I am the only person that can say I beat Taylor Swift on a list of something. I'll take it.
She seems so annoying.
For JoJo Siwa, a win is a win. While the Dance Moms alum continues to experience plenty of criticism since dropping her song Karma back in April.
If you're criticizing her, your name is Ryan Hoppy. I can't stand her.
JoJo seems to be taking it all in stride, even as she tops the list of YouTube's most disliked music video by female artist in 2024.
I can't stand her, but I will say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that it's always very important. You must always enjoy being the villain, and that's what I love.
The 21-year-old begins counting down the list in a self-deprecating TikTok posted July 18.
The list just got released of the most disliked music video by a female artist on YouTube in 2024. Here we go.
No wonder. I'm not going to play this video. No wonder She's singing that annoying voice. Having an argument with JoJo Siwa must be the most pretentious thing ever. I'm never incorrect. Ugh.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Because I'm gay and I have to plan a pregnancy in my...
It's really weird. She got really trashy recently. Like, she was like kind of like a cute teen star, and now she's like drinking liquor while performing, and she's swearing. Where were you, from the trailer park? Where do you live, Pinellas Park?
Because I'm gay and I have to plan a pregnancy much different than a straight person, I actually want to take 3 eggs, fertilize 3 eggs, and have 3 surrogates.
Why?
You gotta be different.
You're like every Gen Z person. They gotta be different.
JoJo Siwa is sharing more details about her plans to start a family. Telling Cosmopolitan July 15th the unique way she wants to welcome her children into the world.
By being obnoxious?
This is a fun story. You know, no one's ever heard this one before. Because I'm gay as and I have to plan a pregnancy much different than a straight person, I actually want to take 3 eggs, fertilize 3 eggs, and have 3 surrogates. So technically they'll all be the same batch, but they would all be born separately. I'm gonna have my surrogates, my babies, then maybe the little birthdays will land on different days. And
ugh, imagine her as a mom. She'd be Instagramming that all the time and actually not paying attention to the kid.
They can be like, true.
She probably likes the idea of being a mom, but a mom? You gotta be selfless.
They can be like, triplets, but like not.
Yeah.
And the karma singer says nothing and no one will get in her way of having Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy.
What if they're born girls? You're gonna force to identify as that?
Mm-hmm. Sharing that it's a non-negotiable for any future partner.
Ugh. Those poor kids. Can imagine the year 2050, one of them gets a DUI.
And that is something that I talk about very early on with partners. I'm like, just so you know, there are 3 children. Their names are Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy. I will have as many more as you want. However many more. But
she's not a bad-looking girl, and she's famous, but no wonder she's single. That personality.
But Fett is coming, and they will be here in 3 years, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Those are my nuggets, and no one comes before me.
Oh, whatever. Enough for her. I accidentally clicked out of the video, but I think that was the universe telling me that I can't stand her. What the hell is going on with Nicole Kidman as she makes a very rare, and I mean a very rare, statement about Tom Cruise? How noble of her.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Nicole Kidman is reflecting on her time working with ex-husband Tom Cruise. The actress opens up to the Los Angeles Times looking back on her and Tom's 1999 provocative film, Eyes Wide Shut.
Hell yeah, and it's also a sex club in Tampa. I love when people check in at Eyes Wide Shut. You know, people can see that, right?
Directed by Stanley Kubrick, in honor of the project's 25th anniversary. When asked if Kubrick drew inspiration from her and Tom's real-life marriage for the film, Nicole responds, "I suppose he was mining it. There were ideas he was interested in. He'd ask a lot of questions."
We have a lot of content from that weird-ass marriage.
"But he had a strong sense of the story he was telling. I do remember him saying, triangles are hard. You have to tread carefully when it's a triangle," adding, "because one person could feel ganged up on. But he was aware of that and knew how to manage us."
Hell yeah, it's so awesome.
Nicole and Tom were married from 1991 to 2001 and share 2 kids together. The Oscar winner rarely makes comments about her relationship with her ex, though in a 2020 interview, she did reflect on Eyes Wide Shut and its themes of infidelity and power, telling the New York Times of Tom, "We were happily married through that. We would go go-kart racing after those scenes."
Yeah, Tom Cruise seems very childish.
"We'd rent out..."
Also a deadbeat dad.
"Out a place and go racing at 3 in the morning. I don't know what else to say. Maybe I don't have the ability to look back and dissect it, or I'm not willing to."
Yeah, a lot of times when you think about the good times of a relationship and then the breakup, a lot of times you just kind of erase that from your memory until you get a Facebook memory. You're like, ugh.
Of the time the former couple made the film, she explained, "We shot that for 2 years. We had two kids and were living in a trailer on the lot primarily."
Yeah, you guys are trailer trash.
"Making spaghetti because Stanley liked to eat with us sometimes."
That must have been a weird ass dinner. My favorite Tom Cruise story is from Adam Carolla's podcast. He's talking about he's at a party with Jeff Ross, Jimmy Kimmel, Tom Cruise, and they're watching the Super Bowl, and everybody's getting into the game. I believe it was the 2008 Giants and Patriots Super Bowl. And Adam Carolla tells this story better, and it's on YouTube. But pretty much everybody's freaking out over the play when David Tyree caught that ball from Eli Manning. And Tom Cruise says to everybody, "Do you like football?" Like, he's got that robotic thing where he doesn't know how to human.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look at Tom Cruise and go, "Oh, that's the one I want to hang out with. Love me some Tom Cruise." I do think it's very impressive that he does his own stunts, jumping off of buildings. Oh, Tom Cruise, you're so wacky, so crazy. Never know what the hell you're going to do. You're so out of your mind, Tom Cruise. All right, I'm sick of talking about him. One time I saw him in Colorado. I was like in third grade, and he was at this camp, and I was in Telluride, Colorado, and it's like a skiing town. It was like July 2003 company. That was 21 years ago, and he's walking out of the bathroom. It was very weird, and you're like, oh, my God, that is Tom Cruise. And this is when Tom Cruise was really famous. All right, enough of him. 856-49-HOPPY. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I record this show for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in the UK or if you live in the US. As long as you're listening, that's all that matters. Search HOPPE Radio. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this. Hang on.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
My niggas wildin' now, they go bananas. That AK-47 clip, that shit bananas. King Kong and this bitch, feed me bananas. Niggas sleeping on me, still in their pajamas. Gold dots, top notch, shipping bananas. Throw a whip over 100, now that's bananas. Throw a money like I don't give a fuck, throwing bananas. I earth this beat, it's straight with bananas. Better step down, box still in this bitch now. Niggas on that funny shit, I show niggas how to clown. I'm the king, hold the throne, nigga pull it, I send them home. War tag, them bullets long, they can't fathom them niggas gone. Got me feeling like I'm Pac now, all ass on me, I'm cold. Pockets swole, big bank rolls, twin king, that's how I roll. Rad down like a nigga stone, cook a nigga like I'm a stone. His nigga, if you own, he ain't playing, he'll take your soul. That's bananas, cause that's the truth. The nigga slab, put a hole in your room, so go ahead, nigga, do you. I got two words, fuck you. He played games, but he won bananas. My whole squad, we been bananas. Got a bad bitch from Indiana, take her home and go bananas. My niggas wildin' now, they go bananas. That AK-47 clip, that shit bananas. King Kong and this bitch, feed me bananas. This nigga sleeping on me, still in their pajamas. No dots, top notch, shit bananas. Throw a whip over 100, now that's bananas. Throw a money like I don't give a fuck, going bananas. I heard this beat, it's straight with bananas.
This beat, his beat is straight, fuck a bananas. Rissy on this chop, you know I'm going bananas. Fuck. Say I don't fuck with niggas who be winning tennis. Nah, fuck nigga, get lost before you get blammed up. Every since I love the nigga, I had to get my bands up.
expensive little nigga, I had to get my bands up. Can't take no loss, no losses, I had to take my chances. Can't take no loss, no losses, I had to take my chances. Every day I came out like, Reese, what's the plan? I gotta get this money, nigga, understand me. If I ain't get it, then you ain't get it, nigga, understand me. Phone them in the cut and they'll do you nasty. Man down.
My niggas wildin' now, they go bananas. That AK-47 clip that shit bananas. Bang. King Kong and this bitch, feed me bananas. These niggas sleeping on me, still in their pajamas. No dots, top notch, shit bananas. So I whip over 100, now that's bananas. Pouring money like I don't give a fuck, going bananas. I heard this beat, it's straight with bananas.
Foam it like a stain, what? Don't get the badness. Prince don't want no smoke, he don't want no cancer. All you niggas bitches, all you boys are dancers. Chop fucked up the beat, I'ma go bananas. Now I'm getting money, trapping out a mansion. We ain't poppin' fake, up them poles and blammer. Money don't change real niggas like a channel. And money don't change real niggas like a channel. Don't fuck with new niggas, niggas fly like sandals. I say top up off the chain, Johnny ain't like Django. I ain't with the interviews, I don't like the mangoes. I ain't with the interviews, I don't like the mangoes.
My niggas wildin' now, they go bananas. That AK-47 clip that shit bananas. King Kong and this bitch, bananas.
Oh yeah, Star Barksdale with Lil Reese and Boss Top. Bananas. I sound so Caucasian introducing that song. Oh yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by a few people. CounselingOnCall.net. If you live in Maryland and Florida and you are looking, I mean you are looking for some mental health help, CounselingOnCall.net is the place to be. You can get a therapist. I'm seeing mine tomorrow. Jay. Tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. on the phone. Never met the guy. Barely know what he looks like. But I've been speaking to him for 3 years. That's all at CounselingOnCall.net. This is also being brought to you by DZBZ Honey at DZBZHoney.com. Use keyword happy to save 20%. They said Mitra9 earlier, but it's MITRA-9.com. Use keyword happy. What else? WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company around. On the invoice. Tell them you heard about it from Happy Hour. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. And finally, Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. I take very few pictures of myself because I like to market myself through my voice like old school radio. There's enough videos of me online. You know what the hell I look like. But every time I get a haircut at Rich Keeley Master Barbershop, I post it on my Instagram at Ryan Hoppy Radio. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to wrap up the show after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
It's time for Happy in the Morning.
Something completely different. And now for something completely different.
Don't be offended. He's sorry. Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Chicago to Cleveland to Tampa Bay. You are plugged into Happy Up.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Yep.
The most listened
it is.
Radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You tweeted me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. All right, here's the deal. If you're listening on the radio and you want to hear more of my show, HOPPE Radio on all major streaming platforms. But let's get back to the content. We're about to wrap this show up.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Kate Hudson talks a little bit of smack about Matthew McConaughey.
I could smell him from, you know,
right,
because I got so,
oh,
we were
Matthew's
so close.
Here. Yes.
Yeah.
The nose knows. Kate Hudson didn't hold back about her and Matthew McConaughey's hygiene habits.
You know, Kate Hudson reeks of fish. She doesn't seem like someone in shaves.
When recalling,
I'm talking about her face, you know.
their time together on the 2008 romantic comedy Fool's Gold. The Oscar nominee joined host Andy Cohen and fellow guest Brad Goreski on Watch What Happens Live, and she said...
Andy Cohen spills all the tea on what's happening in live, but he never talks about himself. You know, that's one weird dude.
The record straight on an old urban legend that she forced Matthew to wear deodorant on set.
Probably.
No.
No.
No, my thing was is that I could smell him from, you know.
Right. Because
I got so,
oh,
we were
Matthew's
so close.
Here.
I find her so beautiful, but my goodness. She has to talk about everybody else. No one's really talked about Kate Hudson recently. Like, I know she's on Andy Cohen show, so she's pretty relevant. Mm-hmm. But I don't look at her and go, oh, yeah, it's someone I want to hang out with.
Yeah.
Though Kate noted that Matthew did have a certain aroma, they are actually on the same page when it comes to their respective personal scents.
No.
No.
No, he doesn't wear deodorant.
Right.
And
all right. You know, she's a real heartbreaker. Speaking of a real heartbreaker.
Jennifer Lopez is celebrating a milestone birthday. The Hustlers actress celebrates her 55th birthday early.
She looks so good for 55. You can find her annoying as hell or whatever the hell you want to think about J-Lo. She is good looking.
With a Bridgerton-themed party in the Hamptons in New York on July 20th. Although Jennifer, whose actual birthday is July 24th, was not photographed herself outside of the venue, her family and friends were seen arriving wearing attire resembling those seen on Shonda Rhimes' hit Netflix period drama.
All right, I'm bored already. Let's talk a little bit about Alec Baldwin when he got 6 minutes and 46 seconds left.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Alec and Eladia Baldwin step out for their first red carpet appearance following the Rush trial being dismissed.
The only reason that trial got dismissed is because they kept pushing it back, so it's hard to find evidence. It makes me sick to my stomach that if any other actor did this, he would not get away with it. But because it's Alec Baldwin, I can't stand it.
On July 20th, the Hollywood couple have a special date night at the Hamptons International Film Festival Summer Doc Series in East Hampton, New York.
Honestly, I don't really feel like talking about Alec Baldwin being at the red carpet. It makes me sick to my stomach. There are some things in life that we must admit.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is that the rich and elites will always get away with their crimes. They always will. Always. If you have money, it buys you everything. But there's one thing it doesn't buy you, and that is a good legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You will never, ever, ever look at, let's say, all these rich and elites, and at the end of the day go, oh, you're such a good person. I mean, look what's happening to Howard Stern. In the 90s, he was the king. Now everyone's trying to cancel him. That's why I watch what I say. I don't want to be like, I don't want to say canceled. But when I'm dying, I don't want all the people to go, yeah, I don't like Hoppy. Trust me, I have plenty of haters, but I'm cool with it. All right, before we end this show, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that there's two things I want to talk about here. Things going on in the Kava community. Listen, I occasionally have a vape. I occasionally, you know, smoke a little bit of that Delta 8, or if I have my medical card, some of the goodies you can get from there. Because if you don't have a medical card, having a vape and actually dealing it is a major felony. Not that I have any experience. What I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is everybody in Florida has been so crazy without these medical cards. These places are selling cards. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You trying to get caught? And the biggest thing is when people at Cava bars, here I go, ranting. People that take a big hit of their vape and just spray, not spray it, but just smoke it all over, and the smoke is just everywhere. And it's like, I'm not in public because I want to smell your strawberry nicotine addiction. It's nauseating. You look like a tool when you do that. Again, I smoke vapes occasionally, never smoked nicotine. I smoked nicotine in 2009 and threw up everywhere. I'm not into smoking, but I am into weed and Delta 8. But you got to do it classy. You look like an asswipe when you smoke in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the same people that have annoying dogs. An owner that would smoke a vape pen in public like that probably has a bratty dog, let's just be honest here. I've learned something. I'm not the biggest fan of dogs, but it really depends on the owner.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
And like that.